بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله تعالى عنه من قوله قال. There is a narration from Hazrat Salman Farisi رضي الله تعالى عنه of his words that he used to say, his ملفوزات. لا تكونن إن استطعت أول من يدخل السوق. Do not be, as far as you can help it, that you are the first person to enter the marketplace, the shopping places. وَلَا آخِرَ مَنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And if you can help it, don't be the last one to leave the place. فَإِنَّهَا مَعَرَكَةُ الشَّيْطَانِ. For the marketplace is the battlefield of shaitan. وَبِهَا يَنْصُبُ رَأْيَتَهُ. And that is where shaitan places and hoists his flag. In other words, the marketplace, the business places, are the places that a person should try and avoid. We are created for in this world, really, if we can understand it, though our whole upbringing, our whole environment, one, is only of dunya. But actually we are created for akhirah. So we have to go to the marketplaces to see to our needs, etc., to the business places. But it should not be like the object of our life, that as soon as we are up, we are eager to be there, and we are the last ones to leave from there. There is an island just off Zanzibar where the people, the shops only open at about 10, 11 o'clock, and they close by about 2, 3 o'clock, just to see to the necessities of the people. The balance of the time, the men are all gathered in the masjid making tilawat of Quran Sharif. And wouldn't see a woman on the street. They are all in their homes. And for us to understand it also, it is almost impossible. Because unfortunately, our object is this dunya, to have a nice life in this dunya. And perhaps we should think for ourselves, we hardly give akhirat a thought. We don't even give the qabr a thought also, that is where we have to go. And the reality is, that is where we are going to be permanently. And we have been sent in this world to prepare for that life. So we will call those people mad people, that they are lazy people, they are mad people. And they will call us some other terrible words, that we are so engrossed in this dunya. So that is the real life that we should prepare for. And going to doing our business, earning, seeing to our necessities is not haram at all in Islam. It is not only permitted, but if we do it correctly, it is a great ibadah. But it's not the object of our life. We should do our business, see to our necessities, but that's not the object of our life. If we have to understand, the object of our life is the pleasure of Allah, and it is the year after. And it is for that we have to work for. وَرَوَاهُ الْبَرْقَانِ فِي صَحِيحِ عَنْ سَلْمَانِ. The same narration comes also in another kitab, Barqani, and in his Sahih, and he also narrates from Hazrat Salman Farisi, and here it is the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la takun awwala man yadkhulu as-suq. Do not be the first person to enter the bazaar, the marketplace. وَلَا آخِرَ مَنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And do not be the last one to leave from there. فِيهَا بَعْضُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because that is where shaitan lays his eggs. وَفَرَّخْ. And then they hatch from there. In other words, the marketplace and the business places normally, not in every case, but these are those places which are most hated, because they are places of deception, lies, fraud, cheating, greed, interest, and broken promises. They lead people away from Allah Ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, and attract them to the futilities of this world. For these reasons, one should only go there and remain there to the extent of necessity. But today we can't seem to understand that. To pass our time, our ladies, to pass their time, they will go to the malls, mull around there, pass their time there. Whereas that was not at all. Today we are brought up with a Western education or a worldly education, and our mind only revolves around the world. the woman of before, the mothers used to speak about Jannah to the children, about Islam, sacrificing for Islam, and those children grew up with that frame of mind. Today our whole frame of mind is dunya, to acquire dunya and to become prosperous and successful in dunya. And a success today is determined by how much of dunya a person has got. How much more dunya he has got, so much more successful he is. So this is how the upbringing of Islam and the Muslims was. وعن عاصم الأحول عن عبد الله بن سرجس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. Hazrat عاصم الأحول narrates from عبد الله بن سرجس. He says, قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I said to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله غفر الله لك. Oh Allah's Rasul, may Allah forgive you. Then نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم replied and said, قال ولك, and may Allah forgive you also. قال عاصم, the narrator of the hadith says, فقلت له, that I asked the one who narrated this hadith from Hazrat from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abdullah ibn Sarjis, استغفر لك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Did Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم make istighfar for you? Did he ask forgiveness for you? In other words, what a great thing that he asked forgiveness for you. قال نعم, he said yes. وأنت, and he also made istighfar for you also. This will be surprising because he was not present there at that time when this happened. And how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make istighfar, ask forgiveness for me also? ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Then he read this ayat of this Quran Sharif in which Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask forgiveness for any wrongs of yours. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And also seek forgiveness for all the believing men and women. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was completely free of any type of sin. It is in fact disrespect to speak of sin with regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no sin whatsoever. It refers to that Allah was honoring him and raising his status all the time. But that Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make istighfar for all the believing men and women. So we just have to qualify to be believing men and women, and we got the dua of maghfirat from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is a very great thing. Our only enemy is our sins. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the forgiveness of our sins. Our problems that we have in our lives are due to our sins by and large. So if our sins are forgiven, we should also totally avoid sin. Perchance if we do commit sin, we should be very, very particular of making tawbah and istighfar. And in that case, we will be saved from the calamities from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.